6. Decision. When I told the doctors I wanted to do the London Marathon within a year, they were strongly against the idea. It normally takes over a year to adapt to an artificial leg. Running was out of the question, they said. I knew the doctors were doing their very best, but 1 month after entering the hospital, I decided to leave. When I walked in the streets, people stared at me, some with shock, others with sympathy. My trousers hid the artificial leg, but the arm attracted a lot of attention. In order to face up to people's stares, I started going to a public swimming pool. Even with a handicap, there is no doubt that we are capable of doing a lot more than we imagine. I decided to free myself from the limitations I had slowly begun to accept. More than ever, I wanted to run in the London Marathon. 2 important things happened during my rehabilitation. Firstly, I got into graduate school. The experience of my injury had awoken my interest in security management. I also wanted to learn something that might be useful for my own future. It was then that I decided to set up my own company after graduation. It would focus on security management counseling, and I would also give lectures about my experience. The second important thing was meeting Allison at a friend's wedding in the USA. I liked her from the start. Talking with her, I soon realized that we had a similar sense of humor. But I wasn't her only admirer. There were 3 other men. They were an elite businessman, a first-class engineer, and a popular actor. Besides being successful, they all had 1 more hand and leg than I. They were also rather good-looking. However, I did not believe that being disabled was a handicap for marriage. I had never felt attracted to women who valued looks more than character. As it turned out, Allison and I continued to see each other after the wedding. My disability didn't seem to bother her 1 bit. We often chatted on the phone and saw each other at weekends. In time, we were married. From then on, in a marvelous way, Allison became my right arm.